and welcome to another episode of Limitless. I am Alex, and today I'm going to be walking you through my last couple of weeks and how things are going with building my business. It's been a bit of an unusual couple of weeks with a shake-up to my routine because I went away and a little bit of family drama. So, without further ado, let's dig into this week's episode. You know, the funny thing about getting a promotion or a much better paid job is that for a time, we were capable of and worth that role. We just didn't know it. Perhaps we were unconsciously sabotaging ourselves in some way, or perhaps we weren't looking in the right places. But how often do we wait around for the perfect job to magically come our way instead of creating the opportunities we want in life? I've just had yet another person hand in their resignation in my team in my day job as an IT customer services manager at university. And I have to say, I have such a joyous feeling whenever that happens. To me, it speaks of better opportunities, increased self-worth, and improved confidence. It's exactly what I wanted to create in my team, a group of people who were improving and changing all the time. I'm so glad they all got these new ventures in life and that I had a little part to play in their journey. However, whilst there might have been some good timing and luck in these new roles coming about, none of this would have happened in a vacuum of self-development and putting the feelers out there for opportunities. We can unconsciously create barriers and hurdles in life, but we can also more consciously do the opposite. We can update our LinkedIn profile, put out a CV somewhere, or even just let a few friends know we're looking for something new. Or, like me, you can create and craft a whole new life. One that's been designed by you, following your passions, the big and little yeses, those tugs that you know are pulling you in the right direction. You can purposefully uncover your barriers and work towards overcoming them. You can set yourself up for success, create excellent habits, and remove those things in life that no longer serve you. Most importantly, you can see yourself as the sort of person who can lead the perfect life, whatever that looks like for you. And you can start to line up all the elements of your life that make it so. Over the last few months, well, year actually, I suppose, I have been doing exactly this. A couple of habits that I've set up that I imagined was where I wanted to get to when I started this journey was to be up early, moving my body and making an impact before I'd even had breakfast. Now, my habit in the morning is to get up, do an early morning yoga session, and then start working on my business. And this is even before the rest of the family have got up or I've started my day job. I felt like I was waiting for these habits to fall into place. But one thing I've learned is you can't always wait for it to magically happen. You have to create that time. And actually, one of the things I've learned is that a good early morning habit for me starts the night before with dinner. If we eat dinner earlier, we get to bed earlier, and then I can get up earlier in the morning. In the vein of taking opportunities in my life, last week I went away on a creative retreat. A few ladies living it up in a big house in the middle of the Norfolk countryside with great weather, great food, and a break from the routine of everyday life. We were a mixed bunch in terms of what projects we were working on. Lots of writers, some bloggers, a couple of photographers, and me. I hadn't got many plans other than to work on editing the podcast for the week and just to have a nice relaxing time, to be honest. But I knew from experience that you can never underestimate what will come out of a lot of downtime and being around some creative people. Firstly, I remembered how damn important it is to create time out to rest, relax, and rejuvenate. Honestly, I don't think I can tell anyone this enough times, including me. I'm not talking about watching TV or scrolling social media either. I'm talking about time where your brain gets a chance to slow down, unwind, and start to make sense of the input it's normally constantly receiving. For me, on the retreat, this was morning dog walks, swimming, and a bit of yoga, plus a bit of just sitting in the sunshine, no phone or music, just listening to the birds around me. I had the chance to completely go with the flow and follow my instinct on what I wanted to do, and my brain got a chance to spark some new ideas. Secondly, I was lucky enough to spend the week with 8 other super creative ladies, all working on a variety of projects and talking through what enables and blocks them from creating their work. I led a few round tables which focused on the craft of creativity and how the whimsical vision of a creative who has the freedom to just drop everything and run to create when inspiration strikes is sadly just not reality for most people. For most of us, we have to foster our creative juices, make time in our days for our work to come out, and make an effort to meet others who we can share our work with. It had me coming up with some great ideas for future workshops I'd love to hold for you listeners, because making that time for yourself, and even better, to be with others who are your tribe, is just so valuable. Lastly, I had some pretty bad news whilst I was away last week. My little girl, who was a bit poorly before I left, got worse and had to go to hospital for checks and fluids. Obviously, this is something that caused me some stress and worry, and I'm very pleased to say she is much better now. But it really highlighted to me how I've changed when it comes to handling bad situations. When I got the call, I was worried, of course I was, but I also instinctively knew there was nothing I could immediately do. I did consider whether I should rush to pack and jump on the next train, but realistically, I knew I wouldn't get there in enough time to be useful if she was checked over and then sent home again. I made a very clear boundary in my head that I knew was right. I would head home if she had to stay in overnight. And in the meantime, I knew she was in good hands and my husband would give her everything she needed. I could have spent the next 4 hours worrying, and a few years ago I probably would have done, but where would that have got me? So I asked for regular updates, and then I distracted myself with editing, chatting, and eating. This sort of self-awareness may take time, but we are in control of so much more than we think we are. We may not be able to control the situations that happen in life, but we can control how we react and respond to them. This may change over time, depending on our needs and our mental state, but it is so freeing to know that we at least have an option to think differently, that we don't have to be buffeted around by the whims of this chaotic world. So, I guess you may want a little update on my progress with my business. Well, the community is still alive and open to more members. I've been chatting with a few of the wonderful people in there personally over the last couple of weeks, and I'm always inspired by some of the ideas people have. It really lights me up, and I absolutely love hearing how they want to change themselves and the world around them. I've still got new members joining, even though I haven't been putting much effort into advertising it lately, which is really good news. I've got some possible ideas brewing for spaces where we can focus on a topic of interest, share our experiences, and have some moments of clarity to carry us forward in our work. Workshops, inspired by the roundtables on my retreat. You see what I mean about having random inspiration? There's also a rumble of a newsletter on the horizon, although, to be honest, my greatest fear around all of this at the moment is when I'm going to fit it all in. Although I do get up early in the morning to do my work, I've got a day job and a family, and I already feel like I'm constantly balancing this delicate scale to make sure everything gets a fair amount of time in my life. I feel like the scale might have to tip a bit more towards limitless soon, both the podcast and the community, to give it the time and space it needs to start working for me as a business instead of just a hobby. So stay tuned on this podcast for how that goes. Finally, the most exciting part of this episode is a celebratory announcement about the podcast. After the launch of episode one of this series, I finally hit my goal of 1,000 downloads. I don't want to just watch numbers when it comes to deciding what's working or not, because it's more about how it feels to create it and how people are responding. But seeing that people are listening and enjoying this podcast absolutely lights me up. I can't tell you how amazing it is to create something that I actually really enjoy creating, that's related to my passions and that helps and supports people who need it. Knowing that the podcast is continuing to get listeners is such a wonderful feeling. Thank you to everyone who listens and supports Limitless. You are the ones that keep me making each episode. And please, please do share with anyone else who you think will benefit from hearing this podcast. Well, on that high note, enjoy your days, one and all. I will be back next week with another guest. I'm super excited to introduce you to a fellow coach who has a fantastic way with words, and we will be covering one of the most important topics when it comes to creating change: how to start. We do go over a lot of other things as well, and we had a great time and talked for ages, so I hope you enjoy next week's interview. Have a lovely week, folks. Speak to you all next week.